Right, time to welcome back Margaret Mills for another historical feature. And this week you're looking at aviation again, I believe.
Yes, yeah. As I mentioned last time, Essex has quite a lot of connections with aviation. And of course, a lot of us know that Hornchurch was a centre during the Second World War. There was an airfield and, you know, airfield Dunmo, airfields all over the place. But certainly in the very early years of the 20th century, and I'm talking 1909 now, so even earlier than I mentioned last week, which was 1913. And this time, the aviation connection is with a man called Noel Pemberton Billy.
Cracky.
Now, it's not necessarily a name that means anything to any of us today. But Noel Pemberton Billing was very much concerned with the history of aviation in the early part of the 20th century. And 1909, unfortunately, the year that these experiments with aviation were carrying on at South Ambridge, was a very, very wet year. Lot of rain recorded. And sadly, this did affect the aviation trials taking place at Fanbridge. The aviation trials, however, are commemorated, the work that Noel Pemberton Billing did and others at South Fanbridge, and it's commemorated in one of the residential housing estates at South Fanbridge called Pemberton Field.
Right.
I should also mention that he wasn't the only person at South Fanbridge concerned with aviation experiments. There were two boat builders, a gentleman called Mr. Talbot and a gentleman called Mr. Quick, who were also working not only on aviation, but also on a boat that could land on land or water.
A boat that could land on land or water.
On land or water. Bear in mind, this is 1909.
Right.
Sadly, the experiments weren't successful, and one of the volunteers helping was actually killed during the trials.
Oh dear. Okay, thank you very much indeed. So what are you going to be looking at next week then?
Next week, another bit of a change. Where you would go in the 1920s if you wanted to see celebrities in Essex.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.